Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Sickest Ween Wednesday today. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS. My name's Tim McKernan. It's my last hour of radio for a couple of weeks, Doug, but I think I'm going to record a podcast in my hotel room and just give takes.
Please do. You like to talk so much?
Biff needs it to survive.
Just yakety, yakety, yakety. Another three-hour podcast?
Have you ever been as fired up about anything take-related as Stephen A. Smith was earlier?
Plowhawk, do you have that at your disposal? Take a listen.
I'm so damn disgusted that this damn Phil Jackson is still in New York City. I don't even know what to do with myself, Max Kellerman. This is a disgrace, and somebody needs to do something about Phil Jackson right now. Get him the hell out of New York.
It's just an act.
Doug Gottlieb said, best part is that Stephen A. had a similar reaction when the Knicks drafted Porzingis ahead of Justice Winslow.
Yeah, he was pissed about it.
And now it turns out he's one of the best young players in the league.
For whatever reason, I was watching that night. I have no idea why, but I was. And I remember that guy got booed off the stage, Porzingis, when he got drafted. It was outrage in New York.
They love him now.
How are you supposed to know who Phil? Some of these European players are? How could you cheer or boo? You don't really have a clue.
That's what my podcast tonight recorded from Hilton Head is going to be on the NBA draft.
Okay. You're going to break it down.
Exclusive with Jason Tatum?
That's right.
Wow.
Now, I've seen none of these other players play, but I did watch Jason.
It doesn't matter.
Tatum play at Chaminade and at Duke, and he's going to be the best player of all.
Now, since you yelled like that, I guess that means you really know what you're talking about.
I just have a St. Louis bias.
All right.
But I will not acknowledge that.
Okay.
Doug, a few news and notes from around sports talk radio from Jason Barrett on Sports Radio.
I'm waiting for this.
D.com. Taking a look at Albany. Congrats are in order for Jeff Levick.
Oh, Levzy. Yeah.
From the city of sin, where the only thing I didn't do was win.
Nice.
He's at 104.5 The Team. And he announced via social media that he signed a new two-year deal.
Oh, good. A two-year deal that's going to lock him into Albany. Isn't that a place where you don't want a contract in case you can get a job somewhere better? That's like the white flags going up. Two more years in Albany. At least I'll be able to afford this one-bedroom shanty tar shack that I live in.
Well, maybe he met a woman.
Yeah.
Maybe he's starting a family.
So. I'd have been to Albany. It's okay. Not really where you want to be.
I flew into Albany to go to Cooperstown. That's what I know about Albany. And I also believe it's the state capital of New York.
I think it is. I took the train there from New York
Historic.
To Albany to go to Cooperstown. It's good. It's nice.
So you like Albany. Maybe you should sign a ticket.
No, I like the train travel because, you know, you never really travel on trains here.
You like the feeling of leaving Albany, I think, on the train.
Mm. I like the idea of going onto a train where you just take your luggage up. You don't sit in a bunch of security lines. You set your luggage down right next to your seat. You got a wider seat that's more comfortable.
Doug, elsewhere, Touchdown Radio has announced its 2017 college football schedule. This year's broadcast team features Roxy Bernstein.
Okay, Bernsey, yeah.
And Taylor Zarzer.
Zarzer's wanted to get in the business for a long time. I'm happy to see him get his chance.
Calling the action, and former Miami Hurricanes quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner, Gino Toretta, providing analysis.
Okay. What's he got? He's got to be on the sideline, the one guy who knows anything? Let's put him on the sidelines. Gino was a good signal caller. Nice field general.
See, with the 91 Hurricanes?
I don't know what year it was, but it was
might have been 92,
long.
Was it?
It all blurs together.
Sports Radio 610 in Houston debuted a new Saturday show.
Oh, jeez. This is the giving back to the community hour.
No. That's exclusive to this market.
Okay.
And one station in particular. Sports Radio on 610 in Houston debuted a new Saturday show this past weekend featuring Landry Locker and Matt Hammond. The duo team up from 1 to 4.
Well, those two guys they're both cards, both of them. They wear flat-brimmed hats signifying to the world, boy, you never know what I might do. I'm a real wild card. And that's who these two fellows are. So they'll spice up the market.
Doesn't that pretty much ruin your entire Saturday doing a show from 1 to 4? You got nothing to do. Your whole day's done.
You can tell people you're on the radio hope it gets you a slightly overweight waitress.
Calling, yeah.
You still got nights off.
Yeah, and that's when you can watch Astros games.
Mm-hmm.
The Astros are good. Probably lots of Astros talk going on in Houston right now.
That's what cost the press box. They're a nice seat there in the stadium.
Yeah, they got
now
too
up
good.
In the rafters somewhere.
Well, when Jim Ellis stepped down, we knew somebody would have to take his spot, and it looks like it's going to be Neil Price.
You don't want to replace a legend. You don't. Well, you want to be the second guy. You don't want to be the first guy.
Wayne Hagen.
Yeah. Good luck to Pricer.
Joel Meyer.
Yeah, you don't want to be. You don't want to replace Jack Buck. You want to be the second guy.
So it looks like Neil Price is going to be replacing Jim Ellis, Doug, from Mississippi State.
Ellis is a tough act to follow. He just is. Is the guy who does his homework. Is the guy who comes prepared. First one in the building, last one to leave. It's because he's also got a job selling ads. He has to keep the on-air gig, and so he gets home late. And he's frankly fed up with it. And he's going to go sell some insurance for State Farm, as I understand it.
And we kind of teased this a few weeks ago, but it is official now. Jason Mertertzi,
yeah. Mertertzi was an intern, as I recall. It's how he got his start and got into business and realized, I've got no other skills. I better take the first damn job that comes up, even if I have to pay to be on the air. Maybe my dad can help me sell some.
Now, I feel like that right there could have been shade. Oh. I feel like right there.
I'm just cut reading
a little
the
close,
bio.
That cut a little did. Close to home.
Yeah, it did. I've never been angrier. Doug, Jason Mertertzi of 97.5 The Fanatic has announced plans to launch a new podcast titled Stick to Hockey.
So he's not even really on the air. He's just going to do this from his bedroom with a podcast.
Well, you know what they say.
I do believe in charity, and I do believe in giving back to the community. And one of the things that this station will do that's different than any other radio stations, I think, in St. Louis is we're going to donate time on our times that we don't use the station or where it's not a profitable thing for us to do or whatever. And it's going to be Sunday mornings. It's going to be called Donating Back to the Community Charity. Now, how that will happen, we haven't yet worked out, but I do believe in it.
Oh, that's good. I do like the loose. Yeah, that's good.
Doug Mertertzi.
This is the hockey podcast that's launching in June.
Right.
I think that's the best time.
Mertertzi says he considered taking the plunge for the past few years and is finally ready to give it a go. So he's been thinking about...
How much of a plunge is it? He's going to talk into a tape recorder. That's what he's doing.
It's a risk to do it. We know there's not hockey being played, but this guy can do it.
And he scheduled it in advance to sit there in his bedroom.
He's been thinking about it for 2 years.
Recorder.
He never wants to think, when would be the best time to launch it?
The plan for the new audio offering, I like that. You don't call it show. I might call this the audio offering from 7 to 10.
Okay.
The plan for the new audio offering is to provide discussion, debate.
He's doing it alone. How much debates are going to be?
News, guests, and interaction on the coolest game on ice.
Now, how would Barrett know that unless this guy sent him an email saying, here's what my show's going to be, Jason, can you get it in your column?
Couldn't anyone in the country write Barrett and say, hey, listen, I'm going to start a podcast.
You know what? I'm going
to
do that.
You think Cucking ought to send an email?
Why wouldn't you?
The changing station's going to make another appearance.
Do you think he... You got to get it done, Plowsy. Have Cucky send him an email saying, hi, this is George Cucky. And I'm going to start a show and just make up a station and say it's going to be an in-depth. And I guarantee you he'll print it without checking.
Yep.
The next newsletter will say, and in St. Louis, George Cucky finally taking the plunge.
Ken Cucky. Ken's brother, George. Here's what I want to do. I don't have any idea how we'll go or how we will implement it, but I believe it. How could that fail as a business model? Thanks. That's from the 573. Mm-hmm. Well, we were surprised when it didn't work out.
Well, little do people know that we were all basically donating our time the last few
years. Yeah, I guess that was what was going on. Yeah. There was a payroll issue?
Well, I will tell you, though, I'll tease it. There is a chapter. When I get to the chapter...
Iggy's book, Doug. This is Iggy's book. Ben Fred, Iggy is writing a book.
The chapter on the man and the woman. You will find out how much he really cared about charity.
Doug, stick around for the dish.
All right, how's this book coming? Is it close?
Yeah, little by little.
What's your writing schedule like? Do you write in the mornings? Do you write late at night?
Another good question.
Right whenever I'm bored, I just sit down. I say, I got nothing to do. Caught up on my shows. Mm-hmm. Gardens done for the day. Let's go. And I just sit down at the computer and I have folders on my computer mm-hmm. where I just have all my notes of things. Start doing it. Start doing a chapter and just write some stuff down, and then I'll go back to a red stripe on the patio and whatever.
You have to tend to that damn garden every day.
Yeah, because there's grass growing, and I have to. There shouldn't be grass growing because we killed it twice, but.
Who's we?
Shrubs.
Friend.
Hmm.
You have a gardening friend.
Yeah, I got up this morning because
he doesn't want to talk about it, apparently.
Well, they did a good job because the grass is growing. But my favorite time in the morning is when I get up at like 4:30. I make a little coffee and I go sit out on the patio.
Really?
Yeah, and then it gets light outside. But I haven't seen a rabbit in my complex in like 3 years.
Huh.
I don't know what happened to them. They're extinct in the complex. No rabbits. Well, I saw one this morning eating the plants, just munching away at the plants.
That's what they do.
Well, I had to chase him out.
Guys, the working title for Iggy's book is If I Did It. Thanks. That's from Timmy Tom Tom. Doug, is that a reference to O.J. Simpson's book?
I think it is.
Yeah. If I wrote it, this is what it would sound like.
Now, why don't you get a big fake owl and put that out in your garden? Maybe that'll keep it.
Oh, yeah.
Those are
scary. Scary. Come with me, lesbian. Now, this is PGA Pro Dan, who has kicked Mrs. Dotem and Scott's wrinkled ball sack's wife off my bag in the Fan Pin Club Championship. Hello, PGA Pro Dan.
How we doing, boys?
Oh, we're fine. You?
Well, I am just calling to make sure Tim's got his practice regiment ready for Hilton Head.
Yeah.
And then, Doug, I need to get some advice on how to beat this cucky guy in my match. It's
Doug?
A tough one, I think.
I know you were in handicap in this match.
I don't think you need to do it. Show up. That's how you beat him. just be there on time.
Well, it's net match play, I think. So if he's a 16 or 17...
He won't be. He won't be that good. The guy wears a half shirt. He was almost arrested for soliciting gay prostitution outside of our station. I really don't think you have a whole lot to worry about.
Well, I'm going to be probably, three holes behind Tim, running back and forth caddying, so I'm going to, going to have to.
You're going to do both at the same time. Isn't it a conflict of interest for you to play in the tournament and be a caddy for someone else in the tournament?
Well, I don't know what the greater payout is, being on the bag when Tim wins it or winning the club championship.
You think Tim's going to beat you?
I think they're going to finish 1-2.
Yeah, I would assume.
Dan, what will your attention be on the night before? You're going to be up late. It's going to be hard to sleep. Will you be thinking of playing or manning the bag for Tim?
I'll probably be out there getting the green speed down,
right?
With the stunt meter.
Yeah, you got to get the stunt meter.
Jay, I'm worried about Tim's match because Jay knows that golf course, and it's an old track, an old property. So he's going to know how to bang it off some trees or rocks to keep it in play. And the subtles of the golf course that nobody knows. So, but if I told Tim if he has his putter on, it's over for Jay, and he'll be moving on, and then eventually probably playing me as long as Cucky doesn't and Darren don't go crazy on me with outside distractions, which I am fully prepared for.
Doug, maybe to be fair, Jay and I should play at a course that we're not as familiar with, but yet still have played quite a bit, and that's St. Louis Country Club. I assume they would love to have.
How familiar either one of you are with that place. And this won't matter how familiar you are. If you hit the ball straight, if you make a putt, you'll win.
Jay has a lot to lose here, because if he loses, it's going to, I think, put a dent in his reputation at the course.
Yeah.
All right.
Clip that off.
You go down. He's going down.
Wow, Doug! Another prediction.
What's your handicap now?
Well, being a humble brag, Class A PGA professional, you don't really get a handicap. We don't really have one. But I would say if I officially took one, I'd probably, if I'm playing all the time, I'll say a 2 or 3.
How about that, Doug?
Why don't you have one? Why can't you have one and be a PGA?
It's the law, bro.
It's the law.
One of those things just comes with a job.
You wouldn't understand, Doug.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
So what are you going to put it down as?
Because
you
it's
have
like
to
run
put,
differential.
You have to put a handicap down. So what are you putting it down as?
I will take a 2. To be fair, I will take 0 if it makes everybody happy. But if I would, I'd like to at least get 2 shots, one aside, which probably will not matter if I'm facing somebody who has a 20. I'm going to have to birdie about every hole. So
I don't know about that. I mean, I've never seen Cucky play, but.
A guy who's 18 or 20 has the potential to blow up on every hole and will when the pressure starts
counting. No, and that's what match play is completely different than stroke play. as Tim and I were talking last night, I figured if it was a stroke play event for Tim, he'd probably have to shoot 82 to 84 to have a chance.
Can I do that, Doug? Yes, but is it likely? No.
What's your favorite hole on the property?
He surrendered.
He's going to birdie the 18 to win it, so there you go.
No.
Birdieing 18 at Normandy is probably not on the menu for many players. That's a 250-yard par 3.
This hole looks so pretty.
Well, Tim's doing the right thing by getting out of town, going to Hilton Head for 2 weeks.
Yeah. This is training camp. This is training camp for the Fan Pin Club Championship.
Okay.
I'm up at 5 in the morning on the putting green, and I'm just on the range to the point that I have blisters that have nothing to do with masturbation. These will actually have to do with they're just hitting a lot of golf balls. Yep.
Okay.
Hey, can you bring me an M1? Can you bring me an M1 by the station? I want to hit that for the match play.
M1? Okay.
Thank you.
I'll bring that and some golf balls. How about that?
Sweet. Yeah. PGA Pro Dan got me those soccer balls. They'll shave 2 strokes off your game. And if you wear pants, that's 6 strokes you shaved off your game.
Okay.
These are tips. Thank you, PGA Pro Dan.
Overthinking it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good trip.
Thank you.
All right, PGA.
Doug, you were wondering if anybody's unveiled the new Ken dolls. Good Morning America did.
Well, what else we got to talk about there?
Take a listen.
More than 5 decades after we first met Barbie's guy Ken, Mattel is announcing a new diverse line of Ken dolls featuring 3 different body types, including broad, slim, and original. There are 7 different skin tones. I know it sounds like takeout food.
There are
7 different skin tones to choose from and 9 different hairstyles. And there's even
a man bun.
Has a man bun, which I am looking at right there. And a very un-Ken-like outfit. All of these guys are sporting their own styles. The iconic brand is releasing 15 dolls in total, 10 of which hit stores today, which is why we have them.
Fascinating stuff.
Is that Nina Blackwood?
You think the 5-year-olds who play with him really care?
I think some 5-year-olds would like to have the dumpier version of Ken.
Oh, sure, with the man bun. Please, in the crowd. Yes, it's about time we got a man bun on the doll.
I don't like that we're making man buns okay, but I'm all about making being fat okay. That's cool with me.
Sure.
So, yeah, that helps all of us.
Why is that even news? This is network news.
What do you want
to
talk about?
They're making a doll that looks different
than
the
country?
Last
come
doll.
Come on.
Well, I mean, does every toy company get that kind of PR?
You think that might have been a spot? It might have been product placement.
Might as well have been. Yeah.
Might as well have been. Well, I'll tell you what. You were noticing earlier today that my skin is soft like yours. And the reason? Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors, Doug, is what I use and I recommend to our audience. Harry's is all about a great shave at a fair price, which is why over 3 million guys have switched to Harry's. Great news. Harry's is so confident you will love their blades. They're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes Truman Set Ergonomic Handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value for you to try. But this offer is only available for our listeners if you use the promo code INSIDESTL at harrys.com when you check out. Get started with Harry's today and get their free trial offer, almost a $20 value for free. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm, go to harrys.com, H-A-R-R-Y-S.com right now, and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout. That's harrys.com, and the code, Doug, is INSIDESTL. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
All right. Okay, I'll get on that.
Ben Fred's in because the Cats on the Road, Cardinals in Philadelphia. When the Cats on the Road, his trips are brought to you by Four Seasons, Penske Truck Rental. Just look for the big gold truck. We'll have the Hot Shots email today in about 15, 20 minutes. You know, we'll see what happens, but about 15, 20 minutes. As Stephen Wildwood looks to expand his lead to 3 with a win. Iggy did something on his own here, and it's kind of a fun thing. It's his favorite cuckold scenes.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
You know a word that is not used very often anymore? Cuckold. I'm a cuckold. David Lenhagen cuckolded me. He made a cuckold out of me. He slept with my wife, and I didn't know about it. And that is the definition of cuckolddom. David Lenhagen took my wife and slept with her. Ah. Thought I did everything right. Got married, had kids, the house.
What do I get for it? I get cuckolded. David Lynn-Hagen cuckolded
Who's
me.
Who's David Lynn-Hagen?
You cuckolded me? You f*** my wife without me being there too. You cuckolded me.
Tuck those riggies. Favorite cuckolding scenes.
So the definition is that you don't know it? That's just cheating, isn't it? What's the difference in cheating and cuckolding?
Oh boy, this is kind of your bailiwick. I know you didn't cut the audio, but do you feel like that was an accurate portrayal? We also got we got the UK version, it sounded like.
I mean, for me, cheating is cheating, and cuckolding is more of an open agreement between multiple parties.
For an open relationship.
Yeah. This guy, although be it maybe on the foot of the bed or the ottoman, possibly in the closet, depending on how it's
that seems creepy.
In the room, may not seem like he is interested in that, but he is. And so when the guy doesn't know about his wife banging, let's say, the male guy, or goes to Schnucks and picks up a guy with a pineapple, if your husband doesn't know about that, that's cheating. Cuckolding it, just, hey, you're gonna watch me bang your best friend, and he could be like, okay, that's fine.
Does this all make sense?
So not every cuckolding is cheating, even if it's allowed cheating, or
no, I think it's just an open agreement to bang and watch your significant other get banged.
And you have to do this at the foot of the bed, tied up.
Well,
for
me, if I was getting cuckolded, I would do an ottoman, because you can just curl up like, you know, like a dog at the foot of the bed. You can kind of just curl up there. I feel like the closet's a little too creepy, and the foot of the bed, you're in the way. I feel like.
So you're actually sitting on the foot of the bed.
Like, so you could grab an ottoman.
Yeah, I think an ottoman, maybe a love seat, you know.
Right.
It really, I'm not a furniture guy, but I think an ottoman would work.
It used to be, if you found your wife with another man, you would shoot the guy.
That's cheating.
But now that's a difference now.
Now you're supposed to sit there on on the foot of the bed.
Ottoman.
Claim to be a victim of cuckolding.
Yeah, but when cuckold kind of like, it's hard to explain, Doug. Right. I've never been in a cuckold situation.
No.
I'm not opposed to it, obviously.
You're not?
I don't care.
If you married, you'd have some other guy come in and be with your wife?
No, I prefer the reverse cuckold, where like a female watch me. It's rare. It's kind of like a unicorn type cuckold.
I would think so.
No, I'd be with another female while my wife watched. That's the reverse cuckold.
Nice. Are there a lot of women into that?
No, that's why I said
probably
it's like
none. Probably zero. I'm guessing the number is zero.
Hey, Iggy, tell us about the time you cucked Scott Baio's sister friend's daughter, you lying ass leatherface creep.
What did I lie about? I didn't say anything.
He wasn't even involved in this conversation.
I wasn't part of this conversation. No, Palsy's right. I mean, you can't say it's a cuckold when you cheat. Because you weren't cuckolded, she just...
But that's what he was saying about David Lynn-Hagen.
Who the hell is David Lynn-Hagen?
That was from... I forgot the name of the movie I put in there.
We don't even know the movie!
Crazy Stupid Love?
Yeah.
And was that the delightful Kevin Bacon? Pelican just texted me.
I think it was Ryan Gosling, wasn't it?
I think Julianne Moore slept with Kevin Bacon. And that was Steve Carell's wife. And then he started hanging out with Ryan Gosling, who then started sleeping with his daughter.
Okay. I never watched the movie. I just saw the scene.
And his daughter was played by popular actress, and I can't think of her name.
Rhea Perlman?
Rhea Perlman, married to Danny DeVito.
Right. What a cute couple.
But when the husband wants to watch, it's not really cuckold, depending on the situation. Because I've had this at Hito. The guy wanted it to happen.
Emma Stone, not Rhea Perlman.
Okay.
Thank you, really, Dennis Jordan and Billy Baldnobber.
It's really not cuckolding.
Thank you, Pelican.
Cuckolding is when if there's a threesome involved, Plausi's right, the guy usually sits and watches, but there's variations of it. If the guy wants it to happen, and I was told the first time I did this with a couple, is the lady said, well, it's...
done this?
Oh, come on. You listen to the show, don't you? How many times have I told the story about Hito? And the guy at the foot of the bed, and I said, easy, Spielberg, and I got kicked out.
It's a great story, Doug. It's a classic.
Sorry, I forgot the story for a second. Easy, Spielberg, because he was filming you.
No, he was just directing me. He wanted me to do this, and when he got his head, like, right to the bed, where there was a certain position where I could see his head.
And you wanted that?
No,
wanted
but that? He said...
I'd have trouble maintaining Woodrow Wilson.
No, but he said, do this. And I said, easy, Spielberg.
And how did he take that?
Well, that was pretty much done.
Oh, he
was pissed? Was he pissed?
He was pissed because that was what he wanted.
And what about his wife?
Well, she was enjoying it.
Of course.
But that was the end of it. And I'd been done, so I just said, see him.
Just dismissed him just like that.
Well, he kind of dismissed me, and I said, oh, okay, I'll leave. I don't care. I'm done.
Easy, oh, Spielberg.
But, yeah, well, yeah, well, she was upset. But
so it didn't end well.
No, but he
did not end well.
But the woman said, because I never understood how a guy could enjoy watching another guy bang his wife. And he said, because what we do is then once you and I are done and he's watching, then we incorporate that and kind of have a fantasy game where then we talk about what I just did. And then that turns him on. And then our lovemaking is more intense after this happens. So that's how she looked at it. Now, if you're just cheating on the guy and he's not home, it's not really cuckolding, it's cheating.
Yes.
Okay, so that's that. So Plowboy, do you agree with that, or do you still think it's a cuckold situation?
No, I completely agree with that 100%. They got the cuckoldee or cuckolder, I don't know.
Whoever the
one is watching the banging has to be open and upfront about what he's getting involved with, and that's you're probably going to see your wife or significant other get flipped around multiple times.
Easy now.
So,
guys, I'm in a wheelchair and I get cucked quite regularly by my wife and her lover. It sucks at first, but then you get used to it. Thanks. That's from Uncle Mark.
No, that's bad. No. That's not good.
Who's my uncle?
Uncle Mark.
I know that, but I mean, who's?
I don't have an Uncle Mark.
Yeah, I don't either. Benfred, could that be your uncle?
No, nope.
Iggy, this is the 1,000th time you've told us this story. We don't care, you orange creep.
It's not the 1,000th. I told you. Well, maybe once or twice. I don't remember every story that we ever tell on here.
No, I've told that maybe twice. But when you bring up the cuckold, that's the story I'll go to because it involves cuckold.
So would you do it again?
Of course I would.
But this one ended so poorly.
Well, just don't tell me what to do. Don't start directing me. I know what I'm doing. Just sit there and watch. I agreed for
but
you to watch.
Granting,
what did he say?
He's granting you this favor of allowing you to do this. Maybe you should play along.
Well, I'm doing them the favor.
And I love it.
Well, because you're some hired stud?
No, because they asked me. Obviously, they wanted me to, and they wanted me part of their threesome, and the guy just wanted to watch. And I
Ray, meet Prince Johnson, the Black Python.
We'll just cut it there. We're just going to cut it there. Thank you, Plowboy. So what did he say? Did he say something, or was it when you saw his face at the end of the bed?
No, his face, and he's directing. He wanted me to do this, and he wanted me to do that, and then he...
And you had enough.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you what he told me to do.
You're right. That's probably a good... When we do the podcast, we can talk about
good restraint.
I'll go into detail during the podcast.
Okay.
But he said this, and I just said, easy, Spielberg. I know what I'm doing.
And that ended it.
He got upset because he thought that's what he was supposed to be doing. He's telling me what to do. No, I'll do it. You just watch. Enjoy yourself. I don't care.
He thought he was doing you a huge favor.
No.
Yeah, maybe he knew like the moves that she liked, you know?
Well, she seemed to be enjoying herself from the noises.
Okay.
So yeah, I didn't need him to tell me what to do.
That's usually the tell.
Yeah, they weren't faking.
Doug, this is Aunt Teresa. I cuck Uncle Mark quite often because he's worse than caller Ellen and Iggy combined. Thanks. That's from Timmy Recaps.
I don't think there's a bit of truth to that.
Doug, Jack Keys made Marilyn Chambers pass out and he thought he killed her. Thanks. That's from Sir Ian McKellen's Thirst for Boy Juice.
Who was
Jack
it?
Keys. Now, I remember Alan Keys. He ran for office often.
I remember that. Yeah.
But that's different than Jack Keys, is it not?
Probably the same fellow.
Oh. Be a fun little piece on 60 Minutes, then.
Yeah.
And Marilyn Chambers passed away. When did she pass away? 2009?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I was going to say 6 or 7 years ago, I think.
Right.
What'd she die of?
Cancer, I believe.
Was it really? She was always on those movies late at night and shoot it.
Yeah, Cinemax, the Marilyn Chambers Bedtime Stories, I think it was called.
Doug, some of these texts I can't read that are sent in.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah, actually, might be all of them. But at this moment. I caught Uncle Mark kissing Uncle Steve. That's from KG in O-Town. So everybody knows these guys, but we don't know who they are.
Right. Apparently, Uncle Mark's rather well known in the community.
How many people will now be emailing in his Uncle Mark? Ah, you know what? That's what happens. That's what happens on this wonderful, wonderful sports talk radio show.
Right. I casually mentioned the play Hank Levin's made in 1973. He calls in from South Dakota to complain I got the details wrong.
I think he was a little irritated. You don't make that call if you're just trying to catch up. He was a little upset right. with how you represented the story.
I guess the point was...
He made
was
it very clear he got the ball at half court. He did not get it under the basket like you made it sound.
Wide open. Wide open. I mean, there was nobody between him and the hoop. I'm telling you, nobody. And they're down by one with like 10 seconds
left. You got a fire, Hank. You got a fire.
Go ahead, dribble in, take the layup.
Then it got worse. They drew up the play for him and he botched it. They drew up the play for him and he
hit the
it.
Shot. Yeah.
Doug, Gateway Buick GMC sponsors the studios here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After and also the live stream on InsideSTL.com. I get my cars from Gateway Buick GMC, and I would like to recommend our audience get their cars from Gateway Buick GMC as well. They have an outstanding selection of new cars, used cars, and then 38 service bays to serve you. It's the home of the lifetime warranty at I-270 McDonald Boulevard and online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. They're located in Hazelwood, Missouri. Off I-270 McDonald Boulevard, Gateway offers this lifetime warranty on any new or pre-owned vehicle. That type of program goes hand-in-hand with their commitment to serving you. Check them out online at stlouisbuickgmc.com or in person off I-270 McDonald Boulevard. You guys, this warranty is fantastic. Literally no cost to enjoy coverage you can count on only at Gateway Buick GMC. Hotshot's email of the day is moments away, and people are kind of wondering, how will Misty Plops respond today? How will Steven Wildwood respond today? You know, there's been a lot of criticism of a guy like Ricky Fowler, who's taken leads into Sundays, but hasn't been able to close them out. Can Steven Wildwood close out Misty Plops, especially with the way Plops has been playing the last 4 months?
Now, nobody's really wondering this. These are just things that you say, waiting for the emails to be dropped off by...
Don't go CZ. Behind the curtain, Doug.
Yeah, okay. Don't break the fourth wall.
All right, I'm just thinking out loud.
Guys, Hank's call made it seem like there was some sexual tension between Doug and the JV basketball team. Thanks. That's from Bunchy Donovan's Priest.
No, there was no tension.
Any truth to that?
No. Mm-hmm. No tension. They had a solid squad.
Could they have beaten the varsity?
He did say that you wore those short shorts.
Yeah, everybody did.
He didn't say everybody.
The baggy
did.
Shorts didn't come along did. Until like...
Jordan, I think. Michael Jordan.
Was it Jordan?
I thought it was the Fab Five.
Yeah,
they were the black socks, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There were a lot of things that weren't cool until Jordan did it. Even though the Fab Five were wearing it, not everybody else was doing it.
But like compulsive gambling?
Yeah, a lot of that took hold around that time. Yeah. Wow, Jordan's going to lose 50,000 gambling. I think I will, too.
Tim, I bet that big old bull Nancy Lopez has cucked a time or two. Thanks. It's from Mae Young's newborn hand.
Why do you want to drag her name into that? What has Nancy Lopez ever done to anyone that listens to this show? She won a lot of golf tournaments, lived a wonderful life, and we're going to take a shot at her. Nancy Lopez, of all people. We never even bring her name up.
We talk Saley Park a little.
A little bit of Sayre Park, sure. It's hard to talk about golf and not get around to her. But Nancy Lopez, we've pretty much let her be.
The audience is pissed.
Yeah. Imagine that. Something that is stuck in someone's craw for, what, 35, 40 years? And it's just now coming out. They're just now able to express their outrage over what Nancy Lopez did. I don't know what it was that she did. But something, clearly.
Just a lot of Ray Knight fans in the audience, that's all. Doug.
That could be it.
Doug, is it gay if I let my boyfriend bathe me after we make love? Thanks, that's from Dixie.
It's
one of those dangerous names.
That's a guy, right? It's a guy.
Dixie W.
Yeah, that would be gay. That would be, yeah.
The sure audience turns to us for answers, and we try to provide them.
We're lifestyle coaches as much as anything.
Thank you.
Sherpas.
Do you know anything about Ryan Kelly? Because this is an opportunity to advise the audience.
Oh, you talk about a lifestyle coach. Especially if you'd like to save some money for your lifestyle. If you'd like to improve your lifestyle, Ryan Kelly is a name that you're going to need to know. Now, you would think everyone would have refinanced by now, but we've got a lot of schleppers in this audience. We got people who sit on their hands and say, you know what? I think I'm going to go the opposite way. I'm not going to refinance. I enjoy losing as much money as possible. Well, stop it and call the gentleman. I was talking with Ryan about why a lot of people haven't refied yet, and this is what he said to me. Well, he said one of the biggest reasons is they don't think their home is going to appraise high enough. Home values are skyrocketing, so maybe even if you tried in the past and your house didn't appraise high enough, now it will. So you're in the money here. Plus, Ryan closes loans all the time without even needing an appraisal. So stop worrying about the appraisal, if you please, and go ahead and try to do this refinance. It's only going to save you money, maybe tens of thousands of dollars over the life of a loan. So this is a call that you probably ought to make if you still have a high interest rate. I don't know how else to say this.
Yeah,
I just don't. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard, and the reason they do that is so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why you want to go anywhere else? I frankly don't know. Call Ryan, and here's the number. I'm about to give it now. 314-781. Here's Ryan's number. 314-781-9700. There. Or you can visit him online. Yes, he has a website. Everyone's got one. Ryan has one, too, so stop complaining. TheHomeLoanExpert.com is his website. TheHomeLoanExpert.com.
Doug, the guy still pissed about the timeout under the basket in a JV game is complaining about other people holding on to Nancy Lopez for 40 years. It's not fair. It's from the Webster Wienpeker.
I wasn't upset that he didn't take the shot. It was just, we had somebody, somehow we mentioned somebody's name was Hank Levins on the show yesterday. And I said, I remember another guy named Hank Levins. And that's what I remembered from Hank Levins.
And you held him accountable.
He did.
I kind of held his feet to the fire a little bit. Yeah.
That flame reached all the way out to South Dakota.
Yes, it did.
Mm-hmm.
People are podcasting in South Dakota, Doug. Isn't it unbelievable?
He wasn't podcasting. Someone who he knew here told him that his name had come up.
And then he podcasted.
Like the Dickens.
Okay. Yep. Thank you, Ben. Doug, it's time for the Hot Shots email of the day. I hear tell that Misty Plop's way of responding to falling behind by two is to not email in.
Mm.
Like he doesn't care anymore.
Did I call that or what?
How about that?
I said
we're at
the beginning of the end of Misty Plop's, and now he doesn't even show up.
Wow.
He's got the yips.
Mm-hmm. Wow, 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 wow. So Misty Plops cannot cut into the deficit, but Misty Plops can fall behind by three. Hey, Doug, obviously things could change as we get closer to game time today, but here's what I'm going with so far for my Real Menergy fantasy baseball squad. Real Muto at catcher, Yonder Alonso at first, Dozier at second, Trevor Story at short, Longo at third. The outfield will be Ozuna, Conforto, and Crazy Legs Hamilton. Trumbo will be in the utility. I'll be giving Rendon another scheduled day off.
I don't care what your fantasy team is. I don't. There's almost an infinite number of fantasy possibilities that you could make for your team. I don't need to know it.
Do you want to hear about their clubhouse atmosphere?
Okay.
Unlike the Cardinals, Real Menergy has a great clubhouse atmosphere. As always, the tip of the sword. Thanks, White Collar Gangster.
Didn't need that. White Collar Gangster.
So you beat the Phillies. Good for you. Maybe if we scheduled them for the rest of the year, we could have a winning record. It took you 11 innings. You play for the best fans in baseball, and you can't beat that AAA team in 9 innings? Matheny probably thought the game was over after 7 innings like they do in Little League. Little League manager run the bases like they do in the 9-under Bantam League.
Yeah. Well, that part's true.
Now that they won a game, Ben Fredbirdson can write another fluff piece in the Cardinals because the media in this town won't hold anybody accountable. I'm tired of it. Steve in Wildwood.
Right. Steve.
Ben Fredbirdson.
In Wildwood.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good, Steve.
Ben, have you heard that before?
I have not, but I imagine I won't hear this. I will now.
Fredbirdson.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve.
Hey, guys. There is another steaming hot column written by Alonzo Barrett, Jason Barrett's younger brother, on the comings and goings and goings and comings and the local small business community. Here it is. The news keeps trickling in as the third full week of June begins. A war of words escalated in the Arnold Auto Body Shop. Aaron's muffler service last Tuesday as Mitch Delgado and Butch McGill debated what razor is best suited to trim the crusty pubes off the taint region.
Oh.
Mitch got the final word in as he straight tore down Butch on his vlog late Wednesday night. There is some behind-the-scenes news at the Fenton Lesbian Nightclub Scissor, where Stephanie Gibbs has been brought in to shop for new linens for the upscale club's bathrooms. She is most known for winning a knitting contest at Riverview Gardens School District, so that should translate. And finally, congrats are in order to Mick Winston for his hiring as used car salesman at Lake St. Louis Motors. We know he can sell sand to... I don't think I can say that. I don't think I can say that.
Well, paraphrase it somehow.
Sell sand to somebody of Middle Eastern descent.
Okay.
I think I got to err on the side of caution.
Sure.
So he should shine in his new role. Stell article as usual. Doug, that comes from Mr. Nipples.
Mr. Nipples.
Morning, fellas. All this talk about Mr. Destiny. Have you seen that film? I really like that film. It was on yesterday morning at 5:30, and I find myself having coffee and watching Mr. Destiny and just really experiencing euphoria. It's with the great Jim Belushi, and Linda Hamilton was his bride, but then he chose a different destiny, and it was Rene Russo. Have you seen the picture?
No, I haven't seen the picture.
If he would have hit the baseball, his life would have been totally different. It was kind of like the 1990 version of the 1999 film Sliding Doors with Gwyneth Paltrow. Have you seen Sliding Doors?
No.
Pretty good picture. I would recommend that as well.
All right.
Anyway, all this talk about Mr. Destiny has me thinking about how different Doug's life would have been if he would have won that basketball game. If they win, Doug becomes a wealthy CEO of a Fortune 500 company, has a sick whip, and gets to bet a hot Rene Russo in her prime. But he didn't win. He lost. And he came to realize being the number three sports anchor in the 21st market and co-hosting for an AM morning drive radio show is not half bad when he gets to bottom for me every night. That comes from the hipster at Tower Grove South, right at the end, the last prepositional phrase.
I'd say that's a poor email. Hipster, Tower Grove South.
Howdy. The Kirkwood Brewhouse patio is coming along nicely, but... See, Monster, do you read these before you...
He's sneaky vile.
Well, sometimes they're taking shots at things on the station, and I'm not looking to advance that agenda.
Oh, come on.
You don't have to deal with it.
I do. They take shots at me.
Yeah, Doug's Weathers.
People on other shows are taking shots at you?
Everybody's taking shots at Doug.
Oh, sure.
No, people just want to bang you, bro.
Well, that's taking a shot when you're a hirsute gentleman.
Damn it, Sea Monster. Damn it. All right, I'll try it and see what we get.
Okay, let's have a listen.
Because it's Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech, and I know he's got juice. You know what I mean?
Uh-oh.
He's got credibility. Howdy, the Kirkwood Brewhouse patio is coming along nicely, but is KFNS in such dire straits they have to put the on-air talent to work? It looked like a TMA Habitat for Humanity project out there. I saw a familiar mullet flowing from under a hard hat and noticed it was Plowsy cutting boards. He lopped off the tip of his thumb, but it was too baked. But he was too baked to care. Doug was the crew leader, barking orders at Benfred. You call that a ceiling joist, Rook? Fetch me my claw hammer.
Yeah.
Doug was doing a fine job with the plywood until he stapled his blue Oxford sleeve to the floor with a nail gun. Where was Tim? Inside, dealing with a headache. Someone gave the Webster Weenpeaker his number, and old Weensy was pissed about the email situation. Steven Wildwood, seriously? He rehashes the same crap every day. Hey, it keeps making us laugh. He can milk it till it moves. Okay, by that rationale, here's tomorrow's email, now over the phone. Matheny, Little League manager, Jerko, baby, tired of it. Done. Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Hey,
shots at
that was pretty tame.
Steven Wildwood. Direct shots.
That was tame about the deck building.
Well, I didn't know because I don't read them. Seamaster hands them to me, and then all of a sudden, the next thing I know, people are attacking other programming, and it puts me in an awkward spot.
Go ahead and attack it. Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
What's Gucci, fellas? It's great when y'all squad up with the old chum Ben because he stays woke, keeps it 100. Dropping that knowledge he learned in La Universidad, man. Reminiscing about getting twisted off the handy in Como. Lampin'. When Ben Fred slides through, it's always lit because it's grind time. Toss a little clock, win 30, quarter to fleek, wrist, feel me? I just learned how to hug. Say hello to your mother for me. That's from the Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel.
What a odd thing
to write.
It's
a Katy Perry reference. I just learned how to hug.
Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel.
The takes this morning are hotter than an MMM photo shoot. When did you dildos become sportscasters? I stumbled onto this little program looking for discussions on lesbians and boy dungeons. Boy spelled with an I, by the way. Instead, I get Ben Fraud spouting nonsense about lineup construction and rebuilds. If I wanted sports talk, I'd wait until 3 when real sports journos come on the air. Let's get back to what made you number 3 in the AM sports market. Read Mae Young's mediocre text and continue to call him a force. Let Leatherface tell ridiculous stories full of holes and giggle like schoolboys as we continue to savage all Doug's holes via the text. Mm. That comes from Doug Vaughn's illicit East Side lover.
Doug Vaughn's illicit East Side lover.
Mornings, fellas. Doug, I apologize. Morning, fellas. Here's the deal. I don't want to tell you how to run that little dog and pony show over there, but you're willingly employing a botched cremation experience that admits to rubbing young girls' butts, hoarding the smoked filter of young girls' cigarettes, trading young girls for sport, and he seems to readdress his garden issues weekly. What kind of apartment complex requires a 70-year-old man to till his own garden biweekly? It's obvious he's burying more bodies, and we're too busy worried about whether or not this Linda Mulder broad is going to exit her shanty in upstate wherever to venture down to meet the before and after examples of creepy, skinny, dart-puffing producers. Let's start trimming the fat, and I don't mean Carl Ellen. Happy hump day, whores. Doug, that comes from Timmy Recap's brother.
Wow.
Timmy Recap's brother.
Recap's brother. He's new.
That's going to do it.
Okay. Is that, that's it?
Yeah. Well, what do you do now?
Well, I liked a trio of them. I liked Stephen Wildwood, Mr. Nipples, and Timmy Recap's brother.
You like that one?
Well, it was kind of mean-spirited, so I won't vote for it. I'll go for a fellow by the name of Stephen Wildwood.
I am too. I'm not going to overthink it. He's in a run.
Wow. I was going Mr. Nipples today. I like Stephen Wildwood. Don't get me wrong. I had Timmy Recaps and I had Stephen Wildwood. I had the White Collar Gangster set aside. But Mr. Nipples was going to get my vote. It doesn't matter what I say, though, Doug, because Stephen Wildwood now is up 6-3 on the field. It's at this point, yep. I think you start to take it seriously now.
Well, Plops, what are you doing? Get your act together. You're the only guy who can take this man down.
I don't think he wants to. I don't think he's up for it.
Wow.
He's got the yips.
I just don't think he is.
Doug, remember the glorious MTV days when you stayed up late just to watch Headbangers Ball?
Yeah.
Now you can go back in time and enjoy the show live on June 30th at the Ready Room with a tribute to Headbangers Ball starting at 8 p.m. Drink specials will be available on both the official Irish Whiskey, the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Tullamore Dew, as well as the official Spiced Rum. Sailor Jerry, go to thereadyroom.com for tickets. Doug, you suspend people with your Right Business Products pen, and Lou Fest tickets are available online at InsideSTL.com. Lou Fest coming up in a couple of months. Boy, it was perfect last year. The weather was absolutely perfect. This year you can see Snoop Dogg. You can see Weezer, not the guy that interned for us that went to barbecue topless, the band. 590 The Fan is partnering with Lou Fest once again this year and offering 1- and 2-day passes for our exclusive area at the festival in Forest Park this September. For the same price as general admission, listeners have access to dedicated bathrooms, a private cash bar, outdoor lounge, lawn games with prizes, and of course, mingling with some of your favorite 590 show hosts. The tickets are first come, first serve, and are on sale now. Visit InsideSTL.com and get yours before they're gone. It's time for the Lion's Choice Famous Roast Beef Handoff for Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box. To Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box. It's time for us to shut it down, Doug. Okay. I'll be back in 2 Wednesdays from now.
Oh, wow. Well, enjoy your trip.
Yeah, you want to come down and maybe putt from the rough?
No, I'm busy working every day.
Okay.
I look forward to your podcast.
Yeah, this NBA draft podcast is going to be sick. All right, for the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and for Ben Fredrickson, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.